Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And now the Astrology Hour on KFOX. And I hope you are having a better day, a good day, a wonderful day. There are some very strange vibrations in the air. A lot of people are dealing with their lives. They are dealing with karma. And they're also trying to coordinate things in their lives so they can be happier and healthier and more prosperous and more together. As part of the curriculum of this show, which is very much like a class, we do have suggested reading, and I do know that some of you often struggle through beginnings of astrology. You know, there are no shortcuts. Even I, when I first got into astrology, found it complicated and difficult to learn. And when I recommend these books, it's because I think that by reading certain books, you definitely will catch up. So when I tell you to go pick up Secrets from a Stargazer's Notebook by Debbie Kempton Smith, I'm not kidding. That it is easy reading, it is a funny, happy book, and it will put everything in perspective for you. If you have trouble with it, read it again, read it a second time. I recommend Astrology for Yourself by Block and George is a study course with homework. That's right, one of the best books I've ever seen. And also The New Complete Astrologer, Encyclopedia of Ancient and Forbidden Knowledge. Do you know why a lot of people are in the rut all the time? Do you know why a lot of people seem to have a hard time trying to get their lives moving or rolling or trying to get their perspective in shape? Do you know why so many people can be failure-oriented, failure syndrome-oriented, or get depressed or lethargic or feel like they're being held down? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because they don't understand completion. And that's what today's topic is. It's all about completion. Because so many of us live our lives in a pell-mell state, and we live it emotionally recklessly and mentally recklessly. We don't really try to organize, regulate, or logically coordinate the activities in our lives so that we can be happy. Instead, we leave a lot of loose ends. Many of our listeners have Cancer planets, many of them. Like myself, people with Cancer planets are extremely sensitive and extremely emotional. I don't care what you have in Cancer, unless it's Saturn, which is just the opposite. Instead of being emotional and sensitive, you could be very cold, and your lessons in life would be emotional lessons because of the lack of the emotional fire that you might need. But most of us have that Cancer factor in our chart, especially many of us born in the 50s have Uranus in Cancer. Many of us have Cancer Moon, Venus, Mars, rising, Saturn in Cancer in the early 40s and such. But frankly, these Capricorn transits that we're going through right now are so intense that what they're really asking us to do is they're asking us to create completion in our lives. Do you know, the biggest downfall of people with Cancer planets, and let's just supplement that, and also add fourth house planets to that, or, no matter what your planets are, if you have a moon in your chart, and you all have a moon in your chart, and it is under severe affliction, which means one or more squares on it, then that is what we call a severe Cancer factor affliction. Now, what does this mean? Whether you have the Cancer planets, whether you have the fourth house planets, or whether you have an afflicted moon, it doesn't matter. Because all of you are subjected to living in the past. Remember, if you're a Jethro Tull fan, and a lot of my listeners are because they're with Chrysalis Records, right? But you'll be aware of an album that was done by Jethro Tull called Living in the Past, and it is a proper definition for people with Cancer vibration in their chart. If you have Cancer vibration in your chart, like I do, or an afflicted moon, like I do, and I have a first house moon with four squares on it, it seems like I'm always running into what happened in my childhood. What happened with my dad? What happened with my mom? What about all these relationships that went sour? It never fails that so many times in my life, I'm trying to explain what is wrong with the now, but because I'm still living in the past. And especially those of us with cancer planets, cancer rising, fourth house planets, and afflicted moon, we fill our lives up with treasures from the past. We are extremely sentimental. Pictures of some of the better times in our lives are always up on the wall, are nearly available. Gifts from people we know and love are always up there. We play favorites. We try to actually symbolize and signify and sort of, it's just like when you have a cattle drive, sometimes you'll select that your favorite or the best cow in the drive to kind of cut away from the group to try and show the buyer what the cattle look like, right? Well, that's people with cancer planets, fourth house planets, and afflicted moons are like that. They play favorites, and they play favorites in their past, and they allow their past to threaten their future. Some of us just don't know or don't want to admit that we have no idea what this philosophy of completion is all about. We have no idea how to do it. We have no idea how to catalyze it or stimulate it. And frankly, it's funny, you hear a lot of these shows on weight control and stuff like that, and dieting or whatever. But the reason why people with cancer planets also may either tend to lose the weight or be anorexic is because they can fight themselves by either binging or purging with food. And that's why the stress will show on their body, because they'll either be overweight or underweight. Oftentimes when I meet people with cancer planets, fourth house planets, or cancer moon, I'll find they may be a little rounder, a little larger, or I may find they'll be ridiculously trim, borderline anorexic. Doesn't seem like they can hold a normal shape, because it's almost like we hold on to our past in our bodies. And if we feel down or if we feel insecure or out of shape or emotionally or whatever, then we'll try to titillate those pleasure centers in our brain by eating, or usually by thinking if we want to hurt ourselves because of things in the past that didn't go the right way, we will abstain from eating, and that's when you get negative weight in your body. So it's people with cancer planets are very sensitive, and this topic is critical for the time, for this age, and for this decade, and for this month, and this year. Because without realizing it, if you have a planet around, oh gosh, anywhere from 0 to 8 cancer from the Uranus effect, or anywhere from, I'd say, from 8 to 15 or 20 cancer from Saturn and Neptune, with Uranus at 5, from Saturn and Neptune at 12, the Aries transits are upon us as I speak. The Sun's getting ready to go, Mercury's going, Venus is going, and all these planets are going into Aries, and they're going to trigger that Capricorn stuff. Now, those of us with Cancer planets are already guilty of not facing up to completion in our lives. We're already guilty of not closing the chapter on situations in our life and favorite people that we've had. Oftentimes, you'll hear people with the Cancer syndrome in their chart saying, yeah, that was the best career situation I ever had, or I'll never be in love again because she was the love of my life and still is and forever will be. Or it seems like there's always something back there in the past that you either hang on to or you won't let go of that seems to threaten your future and your present state and any kind of progression or efficiency or growth you can experience. And there's a lot of ways to get in touch with this. Heck, if you want to spend thousands of dollars and go through therapy or get into group, and a lot of our people, can you imagine some of these Vietnam vets that have Cancer Uranus and Cancer planets in their chart? Wow. They really have a trauma to get over. I saw a movie the other day with Robert De Niro, Jackknife, which was one of the best movies I had seen about some of the problems Vietnam veterans have to deal with because they can't let go of the war. It's impossible for them to experience the completion of processing this experience because it was so utterly traumatic. And in a bizarre kind of sense, there's something about it that they don't want to let go of. You see what I mean? It's almost like, let me give you the best symbolism I could think of, because frankly, I have found, and a lot of my best friends have cancer planets, especially like myself, Venus in Cancer, and I do find that we are cuddle bears. We are sweet, tender, loving, nurturing people, and in a way, we're very sensitive. We love to cuddle. And there's a part of us that is almost childlike. We like cute things, like puppies and little birds and little dolls, stuffed animals. My friend Susie, she cracks me up. She has the cutest little dog in the world. She's got these huge stuffed animals all over the place. Venus and Cancer in the ninth house. Same with me. I'm a grown man. I had teddy bears. I got cute little canaries and parakeets, all of that. That's the whole thing. Even though I'm pushing 40 here, right? Damn close, right? The thing is that I still won't let go of my childhood. I don't know whether this is good or bad, because a lot of us think maybe you should let go of it. Maybe you should experience completion, but still having that part of my life, which is a sweet, tender side to my personality, I think the teddy bears are cute and the birds are cute and all that stuff is harmless and such. But that's the whole point. The whole point here is that during these transits, in order for us to be happier and to have more fun, sometimes it is important for us to reach completion with certain things that may be holding us down. Another thing that I have found, people with the Cancer factor in their chart, fourth house planets or afflicted moons, are people that are so sensitive, sometimes they're frightened to process the now. It's like being in a bad relationship. Even situations where your girlfriend has beaten you or threatened to kill you, or your boyfriend has beaten you or cheated on you or vice versa, or the sex life is dead, the communication is dead, the emotional area is dead for one of you, but still you hang on. You have this ridiculous hope or whatever, Willy Wonka type hope, where you think that something is going to work, a miracle of God's going to occur and save you. And what happens during these Cancer transits? A lot of things that we deal with more than ever in facing up to completion is sucking the gut in, taking a deep breath, and finally deciding to finish something. Like, so many of my friends are stuck in ruts, just utter ruts. They won't change their schedules. They won't change their routines. They won't change their lifestyle. They're living in the past. They're still mourning people that have died. They're still mourning bad relationships and career failures. They won't let go. They will not let go. And the whole purpose of this show, and really something that I feel you must, many of you, if not all of you, must need to hear, is that in order for you to be happy, and in order for you to be healthy, and in order for you to be progressive and productive in your life and have efficiency, you must learn the process of completion. And one thing about this show that is so different than a lot of other shows you'll hear in the radio is I won't offer you seminars and classes as much. What I'll do is I'll give you the answer on the air during the topic. I'll tell you just what you need to do. And whatever it is, if it means getting the keys back from your roommate and asking them to leave your life, repossessing your car, right? Literally, bodily moving their stuff out on the street or into storage. If it means going up to the boss and submitting the resignation, are writing a dozen letters to yourself, dumping your emotions from a lost love or a stricken friend who died through death or disease, you have to go through a process, and no matter how much therapy you might think you need, the best therapist is yourself. I myself, if I sit down and find an area in my life that I feel is not complete, and it may just be even just a skittering, right? Just a tad of energy that is left from something that just hangs on just a little bit. It's almost like you have a bunch of crumbs on your shirt and you've dusted most of them off, but there's still a few left, you know, just a smickering of something left, which might take you analyzing and thinking about this stuff and asking yourself, Farley Malaris, what do I have to do to experience completion over this relationship, over this dead friend, or over this childhood matter, or over this anger I have with my father, or my mother, or my sister, or whatever? Well, I'm going to sit down at my computer, and I'm going to turn it on and put my word processing program on, and I'm going to start typing my dad a letter. Dear Fred, right? I'm going to start typing out all the feelings. It doesn't matter that you don't send this man the letter. In fact, it's much better they don't see it. It's just the fact that you are actively working in a process to finish this issue. It may take 100 pages to dump everything you must dump. You may cry halfway through this letter. You might laugh. You might get the chills. You might get sick and throw up. You may go through all kinds of biological, physical, emotional changes when you experience completion. Sometimes, like typing a letter or writing a letter, is the mental and the emotional process. Sometimes, in order to experience completion, you have to activate physical stuff. You have to walk up to your husband and say, "We are separating. I am moving out." If he won't hear that, then when he's at work during the day, you just move out. You initiate activity. In order to experience completion, you must begin the completion process, which has to do with letting go and breaking away and blessing whatever the situation was that affected you. And you know what? When we talk about completion here metaphysically, the closest thing I can think of is karma. Because if you want to know what karma is, it's uncompleted bull. It's uncompleted. It's like living in a house of horse manure. Until you get the shovel and start shoveling it out, or get the fire hose and wash it away, or move or walk out of the house, you're going to be up to your neck in it. And that's what the completion is all about. You're not going to clean yourself off and dust yourself off until you come to grips with yourself. It's like alcoholism or drug addiction. Do you know that there are people out there that are alcoholics and drug addicts, and the hardest thing they have to do is admit that they have a problem? That's the first step in joining the AA program or the Cocaine Anonymous program. In order to succeed in the program, you first must have the dignity and the honor and the sensibility to finally admit that you have a problem. And in order for this topic to work for you, to help you in your life, you must admit to yourself that there's something out there, probably a lot of things, that are not completed. Now, during the rest of this year, some of you may enter some situations of pain and grief and agony and emotional upset and trauma and whatever. And obviously, you have no one to blame but yourself for whatever situation you end up in, because metaphysically you are so powerful, you create everything. That's number one. But number two, the one thing I do love about astrology is that there's nothing bad in astrology. What astrology does and what the astrological vibrations teach us is it teaches us what is going on and why it's happening. That's why I love it, because I gain knowledge every time I look into astrology. This period of my life has been very strange. Not uncomfortable, not bad. I'm happy, but I've gone through a heavy transit. My chart ruler is Venus. I'm Libra rising, and for Libra rising people, Venus is chart ruler. It's in Cancer at 5, as you know, and the past 5 years since I've been on KFOX, first I survived a Neptune opposed my Venus in Cancer, then I went through a Saturn opposed my Venus in Cancer, and now Uranus has opposed my Venus in Cancer. If I have learned anything in my life in this 5 years, it's a step-by-step process of working out my karma through completion. And I never stop trying to complete events, issues, experiences, and relationships I've had with people in my life through completion. And it's a day-to-day process. And many of you live your whole lives and never pay any attention to this. In fact, you have loose ends everywhere. Well, when you get the courage to face up to what's bothering your life and complete it, and just because somebody's out of there physically doesn't mean it's over, because they may call you, they may write you, they may pop in, and you just have to tell them, "Look, I can't see you right now because I'm into an emotional completion process. And until I'm through this, I really can't face up to dealing with your energy for a while. I'm sorry. Don't take offense to it, but this is for my own personal self-growth, self-love, self-esteem, and self-survival. You got to lay it on the line to them. No one's going to do it but you. And I can tell you as much as you need to hear on the air, you're going to need the guts and the courage to take that deep breath and to start that completion process, whatever it takes, to free yourself from the anchors of karma, to absolve it, to experience outstanding growth spiritually and psychically and your awareness levels. And then you'll know what I'm talking about. And you'll also know what these Capricorn and Aries transits that are coming up are all about. Don't suffer during these transits. You are just merely asked to close the chapter, to finish the book, and complete it, whatever it takes. Get it out of your mind, get it out of your body, get it out of your life. Say goodbye. Try and do it nice. If people won't let you be nice, you might have to be tough. The karma will come around one day. It'll work out in meditation or whatever. All right. In case you're wondering who the hell you're listening to or who the heaven you're listening to, I am Farley Malaris, and this is Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, weekdays at 12 noon, right here. Every day we have a nice topic for you.